We're doing Blashot Aran in this edition. I don't know what this edition is called, the Machon Shalem edition. We're on page Bet. We're near the beginning. We're in the first drush, and the Ran has been discussing that all of matter was created from one initial form of matter, and the Ran was discussing the advantages of that. We said the Ran is headed towards a discussion, which we'll begin today, a discussion of the power of unification, the power of klal, of tzibur. And the Ran is beginning with the first matter and the fact that all of creations that are under the sky were initially created from the same matter, and that allows them to combine. So a human being can eat an animal and can eat a plant, and those are going to be processed and become part of him. So the Ran said that nature allows us to connect with the different forms of matter because we were all formed from the same base matter. Initially, when God created the world, He created one form of matter, and that evolved into the other forms of matter, and that allows for the other forms of matter to combine. And the Ran continues and says, "V'im lo haya mechomer echad," and if the creations were not initially created from one form of matter, "haya ze mikata nimna," it would be impossible for them to combine, to connect. "Ad she'eskimu hachachamim," and it goes to the extent that the wise men have agreed, "ki ei efshar sheyushav hayesod hapashut etzem gufo," that if we would have this base matter, that if we would have again today this initial form of matter, then it would never be able to connect with one's body, even though it is a portion of what we're composed of, meaning it is a component of us. Nonetheless, it wouldn't be able to reconnect with us. Because that base matter is a simple substance, and its form is very simple, and as such, we cannot connect with it. So even though we initially were created from that matter, we could not connect with that matter if we had it today. So God made that initial matter, and that matter evolved into more intricate creations. And those creations can connect because they were created from the same matter and they have certain similarities that allow them to connect. So we can consume other things and they become a part of us. But says the Ran, we are so intricate that we couldn't connect even with that same base matter that we were initially created from. Certainly, v'im zerachok, and if this is difficult, what would be if God would have in this world different forms of base matter? If things were not all created from the same base matter, then it would be even more impossible for things to unite. Remember, the Ran is going from the physical world, the description of how things unite in the physical world, and he's going to evolve to the concept of our unification for the sake of spirituality. The concept that we're going to discuss is Achdut and Tzibur, the strength of unification between humans, between people, between mankind, and the strength of a tzibur in Am Yisrael, the strength of unity. So we're beginning with the most basic form of unity, and that is when matter can combine. And so the Ran is saying that if now that we all come from the same matter, we cannot reconnect with that first base matter. Certainly, if there were a different base matter, lo yishtatef imo b'davar, then we wouldn't be able to connect with it. Ve'im ken, and if so, yiyu hanimtzeim kulam mechomer acher, im menagdim ela ve'im bilti neotim. And if so, if we had another form of base matter, then all of creations would be from this each one from its different matter. Then we would all be in constant conflict. It wouldn't fit for us to unite. And that's why God chose to make everything on earth from the one base matter, so that everything has potential to unify. And even though we say the upper worlds, the heavenly worlds, are from a totally different form, they're created, this does not pose conflict to man, because we don't connect with the upper worlds in a physical manner. Rak mitzad tzurato, we connect with the shapes, which means spiritually. Ven letzura hafuch, and when it comes to connecting with shapes or with concepts or with spiritual things, then we don't say that one thing is in contradiction, is the opposite of the other. There, even though they're created from something else, and we're created from something else, we can still connect. So the Ran just finished explaining to us that God created the whole world. He began with the verses in Bereishis and illustrated that everything was created from one base matter. And he said this: God created the world in such a fashion so that the world has potential for unification. The world can connect. The humans can connect, and the humans can connect with the animals and with the plants and with the domim, the silent things that also exist. V'hinei yodiyatanu ha-Torah shem elu ha-nivraim ha-chaserim asher hem b'tachlit ha-chisaron kol echad mitzad atzmo. The Torah taught us that these creations, and they're all lacking, the things, these creations, if you look at them on their own, they are each very lacking, the four bases of creation. We know the Ran is going with the ancient understanding that there were four forms of initial matter. So each one of those is very, very lacking, says the Ran. They asfam yachad, when you put them together, yitchadshu mehem murkavim rabim ba'alei ha'ma'ala rabei ha'shlemut. The different compositions can form different things. If you know that the ancient philosophy was such that everything was formed from earth, water, air, right, and fire. So depending on how much earth and water and air and fire would define what your final product was. So he's saying the base, you have this base matter. From this matter we evolve into the four basic components of creation. And those four basic components are each very lacking, but when you put them together, you can make different things that are very whole and are elevated. Ki en safek she'ilu hanivraim harishonim asher hem chekei kol ha'avayim chaserim me'od. Undoubtedly, the first things that were created, the fire, the water, the air, the earth, are very lacking. Ad shelo chalu b'hem gam hasgulot hanimtzaot b'domim ha'murkav mehem. Even if we take the lowest form of third level of creation, domim, after you have first matter, that's the first stage of creation, and then you have the four composites of creation, that's the second stage of creation, you reach the third level of creation, which is domim, creating the earth, the things that are silent, the things that don't have life. So even that, the domim, undoubtedly is more whole than these four base matters. And says the Rambam, undoubtedly what grows and what is alive in mankind are far more complete than the components, these four base forms of matter. And now the Ran is laying the foundation, the philosophical foundation, which he's going to discuss over the next few pages, that he says when you make something of certain components and those components are lacking, it is not imperative that the new thing that you create will have those lackings. Meaning I can take different things to create something. I say fire is lacking in this aspect, and earth is lacking in that aspect, and water is lacking in the third aspect. Each one is lacking. But when I put them all together, I can form something new that doesn't have all the things they were lacking. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Right? So that's what the Ran is going to say, and then he's going to attack it. So the Ran says, we just discussed that these basic four forms of matter are lacking, and when we put them together, even to create the most basic creation, be it domim, the silent, the things that don't have life on the planet, the earth, the rocks, nonetheless, they are more complete than their four components. Because, says the Ran, en minam chuyav, it isn't imperative shaklal, that the whole, asher yimatzeh mechalikim guim, that is composed of parts that are lacking, sheitabek bo oto chisaron asher b'chiluf pshutav, that it should be stuck with the lackings of its components. אבל מצד היותו כולל ומורכב יימצאו בו שלמויות ותועלות אינם בפשוטיו ופרטיו. Being that it is a whole, it can be far more whole than its components. And that's the basic, that's the premise that the Ran is going to discuss now. How does that work? And how do we apply that to Tzibul when we have a unification of human beings? And do we apply it also to our detractions? How does that work? We say the components don't necessitate that the whole will have their lackings. And he began by proving it from the physical world, and now he's going to evolve to the spiritual world. We're a little bit out of time, so we're going to have to pick up on this next week, Bezat Hashem. When are we learning next week?